Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
The recording has started.
My heart, find my ring.
Father, we come to you in the name of Jesus. We are thanking you for your mercy and your love today. Heavenly Father, we pray that you look upon us and that you will give your people strength that we may be able to stand, that we may be able to go through our tests and trials. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you look on this broadcast, that you will bless today, that your word will go out and a soul will be blessed. And say, what must I do to be saved? We pray that you will heal today. We know that thou art a healer. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. I pray that you look on your people everywhere. Touch and bless, O Lord. Give strength to them that are weak. Heal them that are sick. And deliver them that are bound. We know you're able. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. We pray, Lord Jesus, that you will move in a mighty way. Let the Spirit of God prevail and the blood of Jesus cover. Bind the works of the devil and cast him out. Help us to go through, oh Lord. Oh my God, help us to seek to please you and to do your will. We want to go through. We want to endure. Help us, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let your blood cover today, oh Lord. Make us ever withhold, oh Lord, everything that's not like you. We pray that you move it out of our lives. We're seeking to be holy and pure before you. We want to make it into the city. Help us to be ready when you call our name. Help us, oh Lord, to prepare to meet you in the name of Jesus. Help us to redeem the time, oh Lord, for the days are evil. But we are seeking you, Lord, and we're continuing in prayer because we know that prayer changes things. Even in these last days, we are praying, oh Lord, and sending up our supplication. We know you are a deliverer, and we know you got the power. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will save, fill some soul with the Holy Ghost and help somebody to repent of their sins, give their life to you. Move, Lord. Move, Jesus. Take full control, Lord. Speak to our hearts and minds today. Have your way. And let your will be done. We pray that you look on every soul and every name that is listed on the prayer list. We pray that you will touch, bless, save, heal, forgive, strengthen, and encourage in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, and those who are sick and afflicted in their bodies, we pray that you have mercy on them today and that you will touch and heal them in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the mind, oh Lord, to continue in prayer. We thank you for this prayer today. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that. Prayer coming through Evangelist Maybell, and good afternoon, and God bless you all. If you're just tuning in, you are listening to Prayer Works Ministry, a God-inspired ministry dedicated to prayer and promulgation of the true gospel of Jesus Christ. We do believe in praying to God for all, and you can be blessed, delivered, healed, and made whole through prayer and faith in God. And we invite you to join us in worshiping and praising God. And right now we're going to read our opening scripture taken from 124th number of Psalm. In the first verse, that's the 124th number of Psalm, beginning with verse 1, and I am reading from the King James Version Bible. It reads, "If it had not been the Lord who was on our side, now may Israel say, if it had not been the Lord who was on our side when men rose up against us, then they had swallowed us up quick when their wrath was kindled against us. Then the waters had overwhelmed us. The stream had gone over our soul. Then the proud waters had gone over our soul. Blessed be the Lord who hath not given us as a prey to their teeth. Our soul is escaped as a bird out of the snare of the fowlers. The snare is broken, and we are escaped. Our help is in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth." And God for the His word, the 124th number of Psalm, the first throughout the 8th verses. And again, thank you so much for tuning into Prayer Works Ministry. Our broadcast airs every Friday night at 7 o'clock p.m. and every Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m. You can listen by dialing 563-999-3634, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/Prayer Works Ministry. If you wish to correspond with Prayer Works Ministry, our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Just send us postal mail. You can use the mailing address P.O. Box 27148, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. And our prayer request phone number is 410-209-7503. Dial in number if you are clergy and you're feeling bold and you like to have remarks after the word, or you have a testimony you like to share, a scripture you'd like to read, song you'd like to sing, or encouraging word you'd like to give, you can call in and be live with us on the broadcast at 551-241-6677. And if you're looking to support other ministries or you just need a little encouragement to help you get through the week, on Tuesday and Sunday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m., Evangelist Maybell hosts the Gospel Truth broadcast at 605-373-5995. And that access code is 565-2166. And the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street in Woodbury, New Jersey. On Thursdays at 6 o'clock p.m., Missionary Myrtle Huff, Missionary Rebecca Ingram, and Missionary Christine Watson host the Power Prayer Line at 978-990-5337. That access code is 346-9155. Grace Temple Church hosts Sunday evening service via teleconference at 6 o'clock p.m. where Pastor Jerry Bennett is the pastor. The phone number is 720-740-9840. That access code is 182-7631. Ministry Emmanuel Hoogs teams up with Evangelist Matt Bradley each night at 9 o'clock p.m. on the Prayer News Network at 339-209-6891. And we are continuing to keep the souls that are on our prayer list in our prayer. We're continuing to pray for the bereaved Carroll family, Sean Howard and his mother, Dr. Betty Ingram Sewell, Darnell Williams, the bereaved Jones family, W.L. and the bereaved Turner family, the bereaved Edmund family, Mrs. Joel Paldo and the bereaved Paldo family, A.B., Katrina Jones, Evangelist Ruth Thompson, Evangelist Cynthia Edmund, and all the bereaved families as well as those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And I'm just going to ask if Evangelist Maybell wouldn't mind coming back and giving some words of encouragement and introducing our speaker. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Yes, praise the Lord. Thank God for this opportunity. And I'd like to say to all of you listeners on the broadcast on this afternoon, I want to say to you, continue in prayer. Praise God. That was the thought that the Lord had brought to me on yesterday, I believe it was. But anyway, continue in prayer, because that's what's going to get the work done, prayer. You know, sometimes people, they talk, but if they would pray as much as they talk, then a whole lot will be accomplished. So continue in prayer and send up your supplications before the Lord. And also in 1 Thessalonians, the word of God says, pray always. So we have to pray whatever is going on. It doesn't matter. It could be something detrimental. We got to pray. It may be something good. We still have to pray. So pray always, whatever you're going through, whatever has happened in your life, just keep praying, because prayer will get the job done. And I'm encouraged to do just that. So we thank the Lord for this opportunity. Now we're going to ask you to prepare your heart to hear the word of God. And I'm going to present to you the speaker in the person of Pastor Sheila Hameen out of Holy Temple, Baltimore, Maryland. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this great opportunity. I do honor the Lord. I give honor to whom honor is due. I thank God for the prayer, for the opening scripture, and for those beautiful, encouraging words coming through Evangelist May. Just want to say I thank God for all of you who took the time to tune in on this afternoon. Praise the Lord. And we're going to go ahead and get to the scripture. But before we read the scripture, I would like to have a word of prayer. If you will put your mind on the Lord and pray with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before you, opening our hearts, O God, and opening our ears, that we may hear from you, Lord. Speak to us on this day. Lord, minister unto us the things that we stand in need of spiritually and naturally. Oh, God, you know us better than we know ourselves. And we are waiting on you, Lord, and we are looking unto you. We believe you, and we are taking you at your word. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for those words of encouragement coming through Evangelist May. And just before, as I was preparing to go forth in the scripture, the Lord just began to lay this in on my heart heavily, that we need to pray. It's like I can't really explain it like I felt it, but it just came over me just before she said those words, how important it is for us to pray. And she brought out the scripture that we should pray without ceasing. So that means that we really need to pray more than we have been praying before. And however you're praying, maybe you feel like you pray a lot, but you have to keep on praying and pray without ceasing. Praise the Lord. I thank God for that witness concerning prayer, because it is important that we pray, and when we pray, God hears and he answers. So at this time, let us turn our minds to the word of God. And I'll be reading from Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verses 1 and 2, 1 Corinthians, 7th chapter, verse 20, verses 23 and 24, and Jeremiah, the 1st chapter, verses 1 through 12, and then verses 17 through 19. And the thought I'd like to leave with you on this afternoon is God is with us. We belong to him. God is with us. We belong to him. Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 1 reads, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. Let's go to 1 Corinthians, the 7th chapter, verse 20. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he is called. And now let's go down to verse 23 and 24. Ye are bought with a price. Be not ye the servants of men. Brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Jeremiah, 1st chapter, verse 1. The words of Jeremiah, the son of Hilkiah, of the priests that were in Anathoth, in the land of Benjamin, to whom the word of the Lord came in the days of Josiah the king, the son of Ammon, king of Judah, in the 13th year of his reign. It came also in the days of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the end of the 11th year of Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, unto the carrying away of Jerusalem captives in the 5th month. Then the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, before I formed thee in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nation. Then said I, Lord God, behold, I cannot speak, for I am a child. But the Lord said unto me, say not, I am a child, for thou shalt go to all that I shall send thee, and whatsoever I command thee, thou shalt speak. Be not afraid of their faces, for I am with thee to deliver thee, saith the Lord. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And the Lord said unto me, behold, I have put my words in thy mouth. See, I have this day set thee over the nations and over the kingdoms to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant. Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Jeremiah, what seest thou? And I said, I see a rod of an almond tree. Then said the Lord unto me, thou hast well seen, for I will hasten my word to perform it. Tip down to verse 17. Thou therefore gird up thy loins and arise and speak unto them all that I command thee. Be not dismayed at their faces, lest I confound thee before them. For behold, I have made thee this day a defense city and an iron pillar and brazen walls against the whole land, against the kings of Judah, against the princes thereof, against the priests thereof, and against the people of the land. And they shall fight against thee, but they shall not prevail against thee. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to deliver thee. Amen. Thank God for the reading of the word of God, even for this thought on today, to know that God is with us. When the Lord has given us a work to do, when the Lord has called us and ordained us, it's our responsibility to obey the Lord, to do what God has given us to do. And as we just heard in that scripture being read, if we don't obey the Lord, God will confound us in front of everybody. Praise the Lord. So it's important that we be meek and lowly and long-suffering and abide in the calling wherewith we are called. We are to walk worthy of this calling or vocation. Whatever ministry God has given us, he is not going to assign us any work and not be with us. But God will set his approval on it, and he will let us know that he has approved it. Praise the Lord. No excuses are acceptable, because Jeremiah had said to the Lord he couldn't speak because he was a child. But God let mm-hmm. him know that that was not an excuse. Don't say that you, for you were formed in your mother's womb, I knew you. I already had called you. I already had ordained you to be a prophet. And we can't set in our minds when God wants us to do something. It's whenever he says do it, that's when we should do it. No doubt Jeremiah thought, well, I'm a child now, so I can't speak right now. No, God wants us to do what he wants us to do when he wants it done. No matter the timing, our timing has nothing to do with God's timing. Hallelujah. So God wanted him, even at a young age, to go and prophesy against the people of God, the kings and the princes and the priests and all the people. God knew that they would fight against Jeremiah, but God assured him, saying, they shall not prevail against thee, because I am with you to deliver you. Hallelujah. So God is not going to send us out on a mission by ourselves, but he will surely be with us, and he will give us that assurance and that comfort in knowing that he won't leave us by ourselves, but he'll be right there. Hallelujah. And when the enemy rise up against us or fight against us, he will deliver us. They can't prevail. They cannot overthrow the work of God. But we have to be sure that this is what God has called us to do. So God is with us, and we do belong to him. We've been bought with a price. Jesus came all the way down through 42 generations, gave up his home in glory to come down here and dwell among sinful men. Hallelujah, to sacrifice his life and be a ransom for many, to redeem us back to God. Hallelujah. And therefore, we are not our own. We don't belong to ourselves, but we belong yes. to God. Glory be to God. So it's time to surrender to the will of God. You know God has been calling you. You know God has been laying something on your heart to do, whatever it may be. Maybe you've been trying to make up your mind to accept the Lord as your Savior, and God is tugging on your heart and calling you. It's time to surrender, repent, and be godly sorry, and say yes to the will of God, because no excuses will be accepted. All excuses were nailed to the cross. So when we stand before God, we must give account of the deeds we've done in our bodies. Everybody has to give account. Glory to God. And when the Lord call you into question, after he's given you opportunity after opportunity to do his will, to obey his commandment, to surrender to him, and you refuse, you have to give account before God. Blame it on anyone else. You can't blame it on your situation. Jeremiah couldn't blame it on his age. Hallelujah. Though he was a child, God was requiring him to obey him, saying to him he was going to go to everybody he sent them, and you're going to speak what I tell you to speak. And Jeremiah began to obey God, but he ran into reproach. He ran into opposition. They fought against him. They tried to kill him. They put him in the dungeon. They did all kinds of things to him, to the point where he felt like he didn't want to do this anymore. Glory be to God. He didn't want to speak anymore in the name of the Lord. Oh, because it brought about so much reproach. He didn't want to go through that. Praise the Lord. But something happened after God had put his word down in him. Jeremiah could not hold his peace. He could not be quiet, but he had to speak in the name of the Lord, because he described his word as being down inside of him, shut up in his bones like a burning fire, and he could not hold his peace. He could not keep his mouth shut. He had to open up his mouth and say what God commanded him to say. Oh, praise be to God. Hallelujah. And when we pray unto God, we have a close relationship with him. Sometimes the flesh doesn't want to suffer. The flesh doesn't want to go through. The flesh doesn't want to obey God. Hallelujah. But when we pray and we draw nigh to God, and we have that closeness with God, something happens when God's spirit gets down on the inside. When we would say no, we find ourselves saying yes to the Lord. Glory, hallelujah. We find ourselves humbling ourselves down before him and obeying what he says, not worried about what people say or what their faces look like. They might have a frown on their face. Glory to God. After you tell them what thus saith the Lord, they may not like it. Hallelujah. They may want to fight you, but God is with you to deliver you. Glory to God. So I just want to encourage everyone, the people of God, anybody who's listening, we all belong to God. We've been bought with a price. So we're no longer our own. So it's time out for leaning to our own understanding or trying to go our own way and do things our own way. Is God's way or is no way? God's way is the only way. The Bible lets us know that there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Hallelujah. But God is a merciful God. And he's letting us know, even to start this year out, that he is with us and that we belong to him. We are his children down here. Glory be to God. And he will not forsake us. Hallelujah. But he promised that he would be with us even unto the end of the world. So be encouraged and pray on. Amen. Continue to pray. Maybe You've been praying, but it seems like your prayer is not going through. But continue to pray. Don't stop praying. Don't give up hope in the Lord and keep the faith. Sometimes it seems like that faith is not working. Amen. But don't give up faith. Don't stop believing God. It may seem that way, but God is listening. God is hearing us. If he could say to Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb, that tells us right now that God knew every one of us. Before we were formed in our mother's womb, he knew what purpose he had for us. But these are conditional things. We have a free will with God. Either we can obey God or we can choose not to obey God. And what God told Jeremiah, know that we do have a choice. He said, if you don't do this, what I'm commanding you to do, I'm going to confound you in front of all of them. Hallelujah. So we can end up being confounded if we disobey God. But I want to encourage all to obey the will of God. Amen. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called. Because God has called us. The Lord has put a calling on us. Amen. And it's up to us to abide in that calling. Amen. Let every man abide in the same calling wherein he was called. Don't try to jump in somebody else's calling. In the same calling wherein the Lord called you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Because, again, we belong to God. In 1 Corinthians 7 and 24, brethren, let every man wherein he is called, therein abide with God. Abide with God. Amen. Stay with the Lord. The enemy will try to call you over here. He'll try to call you over there, try to get you to do this, that, and the other things. But abide with God. Stay with the Lord. And how do we stay with the Lord? We do this by praying without ceasing, continuing in prayer. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God. I pray that you have gained something from this word on this afternoon. And at this time, let us go to God in prayer. And when we go to the Lord, let's believe in God. Whatever request you have, whatever petition you have, the doors of salvation are open right now. And the arms of the Lord are outstretched unto every one of you. Come, bring all of your problems to the Lord, all your concerns, anything that you need God to do, bring it to him right now in prayer. If you have not accepted the Lord Jesus as your personal Savior, this is your opportunity. This invitation is to you. Will you accept that invitation to receive Christ as your personal Savior? Ask the Lord for forgiveness. Be sorry for the sins you've committed and just ask God to forgive you for your sins and to take away your sins, save you. And I believe on this day, hallelujah, not even another day, but this day, you can be saved by the grace of God. If you're sick in your body, you can be healed. All it takes is a little faith. At this time, with our minds on the Lord, let us humble our hearts and go to God at the throne of grace. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you and we give you thanks, Lord. We humble our hearts, Lord God, before you, and we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. We pray, O God, that you'll look on us with compassion. We thank you for your word today, Lord, and we ask for your help, my God. Lord, we are weak, but you are strong. While we're praying this prayer, Lord, search our hearts
and everything that's not right for it, everything that should not be there. Oh, God, forgive us and take it out by the root. Remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, purify our hearts. Purge us, oh, my God. Clean us up on the inside. Sanctify us, Lord, on the outside. Make us all over, my God, and create in us a clean heart, oh, God, and renew a right spirit within us. Work on us, Lord, mold us, shape us, and form us into the vessels of honor, into vessels that you are pleased with in the name of Jesus. Lord, and strengthen us where we're weak. Build us up where we're torn down. Lord, where we're struggling to humble down and say yes to your will. Help us in that area. Help us, oh God, to submit to your will. Oh God, help us to be submissive, commit to obedience in the name of Jesus. Lord, we're calling on you to look on those who are praying right now, desiring something of you, Lord, desiring healing today, desiring deliverance, oh God, strength and encouragement. Look on them right now in a special way. Oh, my God, and send on healing right now. Send on encouragement and strength. Oh, Lord, send on deliverance in the name of Jesus. We pray for those on the prayer list one by one and name by name. Lord, you know every need, my God, and we ask, Lord, that you will grant it unto them and let it be done according to your holy will. In the name of Jesus, rebuke the sicknesses and diseases. Rebuke the afflictions, oh my God, and make everyone whole in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, if any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. Blot out their transgressions and help them to do your will, to abide in the calling wherein they are called. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Oh my God, take control and have your way. Bless those who are dealing with bereavement through help us to endure and help us to pray without ceasing. Put a prayer in our hearts. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Put a prayer in our hearts, Lord, and keep prayer in our mouths that we may pray without ceasing in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we bless your name. We give you the glory and the honor. We believe we have the petitions we've asked in this prayer. And, Lord, remember the backsliders, oh, God, those who are desiring to return unto you. And, Lord, who are hindered, move that hindrance out of the way that they may get back to you, Lord, before it's too late. And, Lord, God, stay the hand of death. Give somebody another chance, a little more time to make their heart right, Lord, to make amends, oh, God, to make things right with you. Oh, God, believe, Lord, have mercy, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Do wonders, Lord, and work miracles. Continue to bless this ministry. Let it grow and let it prosper. Lord, and whoever is listening right now with a special need, you know about it. We ask you, God.
You know right now.
Honor it, Lord, and grant it to them right now. While this prayer is being prayed, we believe it, oh, God. Hallelujah. We believe we have all that we are requesting on today. And we count it as done, Lord. And we just want to take time out and say thank you, Lord.
Thank you
for hearing our prayer. Thank you, Lord, for the moving of your spirit, for the outpouring
you,
of your spirit. We thank you for your touch today. We thank you for your healing power. Thank you for deliverance.
You.
Oh, my God. We thank you for strengthening us
thank
and
you.
Encouraging us. We thank
yes. you.
Hallelujah. We thank you.
Yes.
Glory to your
glory,
name. We
glory.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
glory
you.
To your name.
Yes, Lord. Thank
bless
you.
The name.
Yes, God, I thank him for all things. And now, at this time, the broadcast is in the hands of the host. God bless.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen and that prayer. Thank God for his anointing. And I want to go ahead and allow Evangelist Newbell to have remarks. And if any other clergy are on, you can call in. But first, I want to give that opportunity to Evangelist Newbell. God bless him in his name.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for the anointing. Thank God for that anointed prayer and the anointed word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen preached. And I tell you, the word of God was a witness on today. And the same things, some of the same things that she brought forth were some of the same things that we had today in our service. And the Lord was telling us to continue in prayer. And also, he told us to take heed to the ministry which thou hast received in the Lord, that thou fulfill it. So we have to fulfill the will of God. Jeremiah didn't want to go, but he had to go. Glory to God. He had to fulfill the will of God. And so must we too. We must fulfill the will of God and do what he told us to do. Whatever our ministry is, we have to project and not trying to be in anyone else's calling, but in our own ministry and our own calling. We have to fulfill it. And I believe that if we continue to do the will of God, that the Lord will work everything out. He will lead and guide us and direct us. That's why we have to continue in prayer, because God, he is with us. Regardless of what the devil says, he'll say, the Lord ain't with you. You're not saved, but he's a liar. And no lie is of the truth. Praise God. That's what Jesus told him. He said, no lie is of the truth. You can't tell a lie and it be truth. No. But we got to take God at his word and do what he said do, fulfill his will, make sure we complete his ministry, and realize that we belong to him. Glory to God. I thank God for that message and for the witness on the word. And I want to encourage Nana Tamim to continue to let the Lord have his way. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for those beautiful remarks coming through Evangelist Maybe Bell. And again, thank God for that word of God coming through Evangelist Hameen. God is with us. We belong to him. Very, very beautiful, beautiful message. And I like what she was talking about how, and if any other clergy, like I said, if you're on, you can, or if you're dialing in, you can definitely have remarks. And I like how she was talking about how Jeremiah, before he had even been born, he was ordained to do a work for God and thought about how our lives, they're preordained, predestined. And like she was saying, we don't have any excuses. We're not too young or too old, too much, too little, too anything to be used by God. He is with us, but we don't have to be afraid. Because if we're afraid, God told Jeremiah that he would confound him if he allowed that fear to overtake him. Amen. And if no other clergy are on, we're going to go ahead and turn the broadcast back over into the hands of Evangelist Hameen. Again, thank God for the remarks coming through Evangelist Maybelle and even her telling about the witness that the word began to bring. God, he never leaves himself without a witness. Amen. God bless. Thanks, Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank the Lord for those beautiful, encouraging remarks and also for the witness. You know, God, he's one God. He's everywhere. I'm in Baltimore, Maryland. She's in Woodbury, New Jersey. And I tell you, God's moving all around, not just in these two areas, but God is everywhere at all times. And I do thank the Lord for the encouragement. I thank God for this broadcast and for those of you who do whatever you do to support us. We want you to know that we are very appreciative, and we thank God for you. We want you to continue to pray for us, that God will bless and expand this ministry. We need your prayers. Amen. We do thank God for your support, and we ask that you will join us for our next broadcast, which comes up on Friday evening, if it be the Lord's will, at 7 p.m. And this month will be the first session district meeting. Will be held at the Headquarters Church there in Camden, New Jersey, Christian Temple Assembly Church of God, at 910 Shelton Avenue. Service begins on Friday morning at 10 a.m. Holy Temple is hosting, sponsoring the meeting, rather. It's on behalf of Holy Temple. Praise the Lord. It's not going to be in Baltimore this time, but it will be at the Headquarters Church on behalf of Holy Temple. Amen. And you are welcome to come on out and join us on Friday, starting January 26th through the 28th. Service begins 10 a.m. Friday morning, 7 p.m. Evening worship, unless we hear something different. Those are the times. Saturday, 10 a.m., Saturday night at 7 p.m., and Sunday morning, 10 a.m., Sunday school, 11 a.m., morning worship, and 7 p.m. evening worship. Amen. Praise God. So pray for us for our upcoming district meeting, that the Lord will bless us and meet us there. And I'm looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. Amen. Is there anything else before we close out? And let us continue to pray for those who are on a prayer list. Let us keep Evangelist Diggs in our prayers and all others.
Yes, yes.
Names were called, and even if the names were not called, they're on a list somewhere. Let's keep them all in our prayers. Somebody that you know of that we may not be aware of, we're praying for them along with you. Amen. And if there's nothing further, we thank God for this broadcast. This does conclude the broadcast on this afternoon. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you. Good night.
This session is no longer being recorded.